I'm Jeffrey Freiman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. It's always tempting to oversimplify and to generalize when there's a scientific study involved. By definition, results of a study are bound to be more complicated than a simple, catchy tagline. The ink was barely dry on some of the early studies when the Mozart effect cottage industry was born, and suddenly, as people discussed it, a temporary boost in the ability to perform certain spatial-temporal tasks somehow turned into makes you smarter. Then Georgia Governor Zell Miller decided every newborn in his state should be given a classical music CD. But there are so many variables, and further studies are investigating things like, is it the music itself or the fact that the person likes listening to Mozart that helps in those spatial skills tests? Can you really find identical test groups in every other respect than exposure to the music? A recent study from Northwestern University makes the case that music training, that is, actually playing and practicing, does end up enhancing how people listen, improving their ear. Being able to focus on a teacher's voice in a busy classroom is a valuable skill for a student to have, and being able to distinguish rhythms and one sort of sound from another can help with the study of languages and reading. Whether or not there's ever a final verdict on how listening affects learning, for those of us who love music, it's sort of beside the point. We don't need music to make us smarter, whether or not it might be. The same way I'd like to think that doing crossword puzzles will keep my brain nimble longer, but I'd do them anyway, even if it didn't. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.